balls tell me to expect a brief period of shocked introspection, a rash of mea culpas, hotly followed by a sharp attack of the neotrots.
We all knew you'd be bound to draw the wrong conclusions.
Oh, well, pray draw me the right ones. In clear, bright colours, if you have your agitprop chalks to hand.
How about if what the electors really wanted was a much more radical kind of socialism?
With higher taxes that would lead the multinational monsters to transfer what's left of their operations in this country to some benighted oriental corner of the globe?
Workers' control would cut out the non-productive bourgeoisie.
And leave the world to darkness and to me. All power to the Soviets. Why did nobody think of that before? Oh, but they did. And what followed was the bloodiest tyranny in the as-yet unended history of man and its concomitant rivers of blood and tears. So why not let's try it again?
You're really reveling in this, aren't you?
Well, as rebels go, it's a little short on wine. Never mind women, which it's not easy to do with Henrietta in our midst. We have to bite on the bullet, dear comrades, when there's nothing tastier on the menu.
We obviously didn't get our message across clearly.
Nor might it just be that our message was entirely too clear, and the voters tore it into little pieces and threw it in our faces. Or, yes, nicely spoken, David. Speak up.
I didn't say anything.
Time you did, was my point.
Perhaps people want a holiday from policies, is what my father was saying.
Yeah, and while they're on holiday, what's going to move into number 10? A reactionary government with an avowedly right-wing Euro programme of disempowering the working class.
And what should we do in the meanwhile, Gav?
Well, you and I, Hetty, while the Treaty of Rome burns, do what Nero did and fiddle our taxes, those few of us who pay them. Oh, I seem to be alone in that. What an overpaid lackey that makes me.
Seriously, are there lessons to be drawn?
And quartered, I would say. Well, we could start off by scrapping make-believe degrees in pseudo-academic subjects. Interdisciplinary lack of discipline served up with the mushy peas of received ideas. Am I going too slowly for you? Personally, I confess to having gone along for much, much too long with the Rousseau-esque.
Bloody hell.
Jean-Jacques not among your prophets, Jonathan? Your loss. Pray, check him out by this day week, and give us a brief resume, or resume, if you prefer it, of his ideas and their influence on subsequent forms of addled liberationism.
Are you actually asking me?
Haven't I got a nerve, though, all of a sudden? A spot of serious, dust-snorting research will make a healthy change for you from playing darts left-handed to show solidarity with the toilers, farting a la Cultural Revolution when visitors' lectures don't pander to the going Maoist bullshit, or writing the F-word in Weed Killer on the Vice-Chancellor's lawn. I name no names, but yours does come to mind, Jonathan.
Right, if you think we're going to put up...
Rousseau come in exactly?
Thank you, Henrietta in the Blue Peacekeeper's Berry. He comes in fostering the idea that the young are an uninhibited fountain of natural goodness, and that our old friend higher ed can only applaud them on their way to first-class degrees in the number they first thought of.
Well, we all know one thing. Vicar of Bray is alive and well and living amongst us is Professor Gavin Pope.
Grant-assisted wassail will no doubt continue in some quarters, but if you look at the wall, you will see the writing on it. And what it says, to quote the original Aramaic, is time to get some proper work done. Or in a word, dismiss.
Just walk off like.
Adam's old Cambridge friend, Dennis Pawson, had made such a success of Bumpkins, his Suffolk country house hotel restaurant, that he had expanded his gastronomic empire to London. Two by Two, his newly opened bistro at 22 Greek Street, had whitewashed brick walls, a black leather bar, and a black and white tiled dining room with bonketted booths and Second Empire light brackets and black bentwood hat stands.
Adam, my dear.
Very same.
Roughly.
Master Toad hasn't called to say how late he's running, has he?
Not yet. Can I tempt you for a small glass of reheated shampoo while you wait and wait and wait?
I've got this ostentatious book, thanks, Dennis, I'm supposed to be reviewing. But you've certainly done this place up. I knew it when it was nothing but second-hand Hungarian goulash, whereas now...
It's a decorator's gallimaufry, dear. I confess it freely, long before you twist my arm.
It's tremendously,
Find the right adjective, and 2 weeks in Tenerife could well be yours. So be warned.
Vous. Tremendously vous.
Kind.
You look to be doing very well. Every other table is a commissioning.